Nouvelle Vague could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve.
Why, hello there.
Hi.
Go to Steve.
How are you? Steve.
I am good, thanks.
Steve.
I think I've really recovered from that first week of lockdown energy shitter.
Well, have you decided that it's just a great time to watch TV?
I mean, it's always a great time to just watch TV.
An even better time?
It's even more better time to decide, I think, John, is what you kind of overlooked.
It's all in the decision. And, you know, like all of us who probably spend too much time just browsing through the Netflix menu and then not watching anything. Mm. Sometimes it's all about the decision.
Word.
But I've acted quite decisively over the last week and jumped into a couple of new, or at least new to Aotearoa series.
Okay.
Finally, like a year after it came out in the States, sci-fi series Raised by Wolves has made its legitimate entry into New Zealand via mm-hmm. Neon. This was much ballyhooed with the launch of HBO Max. It's a Ridley Scott produced. In fact, Ridley Scott directed the first two episodes of a sort of nearish future sci-fi that kind of squinted it a little bit. Could be set in the Alien Prometheus universe. There's androids. They believe that trademark Milky Blood, which is obviously some kind of Ridley Scott fetish.
Mm-hmm.
One could endlessly speculate about that fetish, but let's just move right along. But the premise of this show is a bunch of children being raised by two androids on a alien planet. They've fled Earth. Earth's been decimated by a war between religious zealots on the one side and humorless atheists on the other. Sounds like a really fun war. And So this is to kick humanity off with a fresh new start. Of course, there's weird things happening on this planet, and to make things even more complicated, a colony ship of aforementioned religious zealots is turning up as well. So it's all these different conflicts happening, lots of ruminations on what it means to have faith and be a human and artificial intelligence. And, you know, I found it pretty gripping, but as the series goes on, it got a little bit like Lost for me. just in this kind of constant
polar bear.
Whoa,
mystical dust.
I had exactly the same experience, Steve. I watched half of the season on Saturday and then finished it on Sunday. And I was just like stoked on it. And then on Sunday, I was a bit meh by the time I finished.
I've tapped out like about three or four episodes, but I kind of got the whole gist. Like you say, the premise is pretty much laid out, and you kind of, that was enough thinking about it for me. I was like, okay. And also, I kind of had a problem with I don't know how to put this, but the whole finish of the actual series, just like the aesthetic, maybe? There was something kind of...
The color grading?
It felt unfinished.
Mm.
That's what it felt like. It felt like,
Yeah, I kind of know what you mean. Like, that is definitely the... that's kind of the contemporary big budget sci-fi tone of the moment. Certainly for a series rather than feature films. But there are also sort of low to mid budget sci-fi features that have that same look as well. I think it is just it's the grading, it's the color timing, it's just
something about it. Just got hard to watch after a while for me.
The body count was so high in the first few episodes, and then it just kind of settles down. I'm like, where's all the action and the mayhem gone?
Yeah, did you find yourself missing dead children or something?
No, not so much that, but...
Classic John conundrum when he's watching TV.
Just checking about the dead children. That's good to get that one crossed off the list.
Wasn't the dead children, Steve.
That's enough of that sentence. Yeah. God damn it. How many times did we just say that? I'm kind of record.
But yeah, I think we're all on the same page. It's one of those things that falls into the category for me, though, of if I'd heard someone saying the things that I'm saying about it now, I'd be like, yeah, but I'm still going to watch it.
Mm, so, yeah, totally watch it.
So,
yeah.
So I'm glad that I did, and I will be back for new episodes. They, they have shot or have been shooting season two, so don't feel like you're kind of set up for a series of cliffhangers and mysteries that never get tied up. Hopefully they won't leave us stranded.
It's kind of worth it for the first five episodes, and I am curious to see where it goes.
Yeah, but I don't know about you, but by the final episode, I was kind of like, really?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what? What? Yeah, but you need to watch it, dear listener.
We're a spoiler-free zone. So let's focus on the apocalyptic visions of Earth seen in the series are real cool. The android powers are real cool. Some of the weird shit on an alien planet's real cool. Just stop trying to trick us with your tricksy plots every 15 minutes.
Classic robot.
Yeah, kind of. Speaking of tricksy plots, I've also been watching a new series called Only Murders in the Building. And this is a kind of quite relatively gentle comedy series starring 70-something comedians Steve Martin and Martin Short, along with definitely not 70-something Selena Gomez.
Back-to-back Martins.
Yeah, it's the Martins reunited, possibly for the first time since Father of the Bride and Three Amigos. Anyway, Martin Short hasn't done anything for ages. Steve Martin seems like he's been quiet for quite some time as well, so it's kind of nice to see them both on the screen. And the three of these folks play fans of a true crime podcast who sort of meet by coincidence around the same time that someone dies in mysterious circumstances in their New York apartment building. And so they team up to figure out what's going on and also start their own podcast, because podcasts are everywhere. Podcasts.
Right on. Right on. Is
anyone even still listening to the radio right now, or are they all listening to podcasts?
Well, funnily enough, this radio gets podcasted, so we've sort of got that corner covered, mate. Just go to 95bfm.com.
It's just the snake eating itself.
More people listen to the podcast now than the actual original broadcast. It's very strange.
Whoa.
I'm lying. Caitlin's going crazy over there. That's not true. You listeners out there, you're still making up the numbers. You guys listening right now in real time. Here's a spring.
That one's for the real-time listeners. It'll be edited out.
That was a for-real like happening.
Like all those references to dead children.
You had to do it again. You had to say the words again. Damn it.
Anyway, this show is pretty gentle. It sounds like it might be the premise for a yuck Woody Allen movie, but it doesn't quite have that doddery old-time comedy feeling to it. At least Selena Gomez is on hand to kind of throw jokes like when she finds out Martin Short never locks his door, she goes, oh, that's right, old white men aren't scared of anything apart from colon cancer and societal change. So little shots like that definitely help alleviate the old men who don't understand technology side of the show. I've watched a chunk of it. I don't know if I'm going to make it to any kind of a conclusion before the season ends. I hope so, because like Raised by Wolves, we can only deal with so many unresolved cliffhangers in our lives, especially at this time of uncertainty. Just wrap things up in a bow, damn it.
Somebody's asking where Raised by Wolves is on at the moment.
You can catch that on Neon, and if you want to check out Only Murders in the Building, that one's over on Disney Plus.
Hey, speaking of Disney, there's like a new Cinderella movie coming out. Looks like Cinderella's singing and dancing and stuff.
Yeah, and I think if many of us got traumatized by seeing James Corden do a promotional video for this, dressed in some kind of a furry suit and do hip thrusts at the camera that I think are banned by the Geneva Convention.
I think another pop star in it as well. There's like a Camilla something or other. She can sing very, very high.
Yep, Camilla Cabello stars in that. And yes, her vocal cords can be heard by animals as well as
she
humans.
She does that Mariah Carey like that. And it just sort of goes into this zone of like, ooh, what did you do?
There's only so much time in this world, so I might...
I'll
see what happens when it arrives.
I watched the latest Space Jam, so no one else has to, which is good, I thought, for me to do that.
On a kind of less taxing front, at least in less taxing in terms of time period, Local doco series Loading Docks was back with another batch of shorts. This year, they're all themed around Tuamanako, or Hope. And if you're not familiar with Loading Docks, they have present a program of short documentaries each year, kind of all loosely around the same topic, although that can find itself expressed in many, many different ways. I am ashamed to say I have not made a very deep foray into this year's catalogue, but I have watched former BFM News and Editorial Director Lillian Hanley's
Yes.
Doco 50%. Have you guys had a chance to check that out yet?
I have not.
I've watched it. Very powerful. I'm kind of on the side of her partner and her mum. That's kind of where I sit in the whole opinion thing.
I mean, I didn't realize it was so adversarial.
Well, there's like characters in there, sure. You know, characters in her life. It's quite interesting. And yeah. I mean, there's some full-on decisions to be made. Whether or not it hinges around whether or not she should test herself or not to find out if she's got, what was the thing? Do you know, Caitlin, what her condition is?
Possibility of having Huntington's disease, which is quite a severe neurodegenerative disease that she has a 50% chance of inheriting. And a number of her family members have been tested for it. Some, are positive. Some are already affected by it. And it's a decision hopefully not many of us have to make, but it's also, you know, pretty sobering to contemplate it through this short.
Shit, she does a good job.
See it through Lillian's eyes.
Bloody good job. It's quite a powerful. It is short, eh? It's like 19 minutes or something.
Oh, it's half that. There's a sub 10-minute docos. That rocked me watching that. Mm. And other things in their program for 2021 include an examination of institutional racism and child abuse in the 70s, some stray cats.
What?
That might be a bit positive. Hone Tuwhare's poet Hone Tuwhare's legacy, the hunt for an elusive fish, and more. So nice things to chip away at. I'm still finding not every night I can sit down to grapple with the whole movie. So chipping away at some of the shorter content is going to be good over the next couple of days. But tonight, I don't know what you chaps have got, but I've been sent an advanced screener of a film that I can chat to you more about after I've seen it in a couple of weeks. It's called The Voyeurs. It's going to be out on Prime Video in a couple of weeks' time, and as the name suggests, it is a throwback to the era of the erotic thriller. So we'll see what that means in 2021. Seemed to mean a lot in the era of renting VHS tapes in the 80s and 90s. I'm not sure what the point of an erotic thriller is in 2021, but let's find out.
Okie doke.
Anything in your viewing diaries tonight?
I'm just going to have a stand out on the deck, probably, and have a... Look, there was a bit of lightning the other day.
Nothing planned for me.
Oh, it's bloody Taskmaster on tonight. That's right. I forgot what day of the week it was. It's getting down to the sharp end now, boys. It's getting down to the sharp end. there was a really great catch-up on Sunday night on YouTube on Guy Montgomery's channel. He last lockdown, he started a show called... I want to get the name of this completely right, because I'm sure it's punnier than I'm about to put it. I think it's Guy Mont Spelling Bee, and he gets a whole bunch of people together on Zoom, and they have a virtual spelling bee. Yes, this has all the makings of a classic game show. And on Sunday, he got together all the other contestants from Taskmaster, so old Matt Heath and Ursula Carlson, David Correas, and Laura Daniel, and they had a bloody spelling bee, and it was good for a laugh. You can find that on YouTube. Even though it was live, it still exists.
Okay.
If you like spelling or hate spelling, boy, have I got the show for you.
All right, Steve, we just hammered a whole side of a record there, so I feel like that's probably a solid amount of time to let everyone know what to watch and or not watch.
Christ, yeah, that's enough.
Thanks so much, bro.
Cool. I won't say those words again.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Cheerio.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.